Break of the week.
Oh, the tape dispenser.
No. Tape done.
Boy, do you know how quickly I could tape up a hostage's mouth with this thing?
Telling you.
Listen at him. Listen. You're getting a glimpse inside right now.
I mean, I bet you within 5 seconds, there's no way they're speaking.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said, okay.
Don't tell me they made love to him.
No, Craig.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
If these people had done this to this man who's being robbed, it can hardly be described as making love.
I was just trying to soften the...
The what? Whoa?
On the Little Ticket.
Jess Breaks brings you the E-Break. We'll give you three candidates here from the World Series, and you get to vote on them. 214-787-1310. And we have a definite World Series flavor to this edition of the E-Break, starting with one of our favorite television programs known as For the Championship on Fox 4 in Dallas-Fort Worth.
You're just cruel now. I mean...
How is that possibly a cruel statement?
Okay,
I just said it's one of our favorite television programs.
They're struggling to do TV. They don't need you kicking them
now,
while they're down.
That's a cruel evaluation on your part. I think this is quality television, and I don't really think anyone can break down a baseball game like Heather Hayes. Just listen.
Hey, Mike, when you look ahead, and we're going to show some video of the Rangers batting practice and of them getting ready and warming up, but when you look ahead to tonight, what do you expect to see? I mean, because...
You know, I think...
God!
I mean, because... Because what?
I mean...
You mean because what? Just...
Fill in the blank, Mike.
It was overwhelming. She just couldn't come up with the words. It was so overwhelming.
Well, at least she wasn't swerving before she got to the very end there.
She sounded drunk.
Let me show you some of the highlights.
That is Craig Miller that said that.
Sounded.
She wasn't.
She sounded.
Let's hear that one more time.
Hey, Mike, when you look ahead, and we're going to show some video of the Rangers batting practice and of them getting ready and warming up, but when you look ahead to tonight, what do you expect to see? I mean, because...
You know, I think...
It's so horrible.
What's Ducey supposed to say to that?
I don't know. You know, she sounds like that woman who had the bad headache outside the innings or whatever.
Very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrestrian for the bit. They had the pit.
Let's hope Heather is okay.
Indeed.
All right, Heather Hayes. And for the championship, up for an E-Break. This was from the Dunham and Miller Show Monday morning. Gordo in his observation deck with several observations on the World Series, but also on the Cowboys-Patriots game, including this very unfortunate observation on Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Now, Bill Belichick, he carries the three-ring binder, not just the laminated card. Have you seen him flipping through his...
Yeah, he's like got a lot of stuff he's got to look at.
Flipping through a car manual over there. And he always looks like he needs a shower.
Belichick?
Yeah, look into that.
All right.
He looks like, I don't know, he looks like he smells of house paint and ejaculate.
That's no way to start the golf tournament out here, Stonebriar.
And Tom Brady...
Yeah, that's what made matters worse. Is we're out on remote with speakers blaring. You can hear someone in the background go, Whoa!
Oh, come on. You guys just can't handle accurate observations, apparently.
Not observations like that. You're right. That was a little too strong for me.
The P1 knows I'm the only one of us who will shoot straight.
That happened to be the morning I brought my entire family to work.
That's a
lie.
They
had to hear that.
Don't say shoot straight after using that other term.
Hmm. Okay, arc it. Not shoot straight.
By the way, how is life in the gutter, Gordon?
I have
Since
no idea.
Since you reside there permanently?
No idea.
How is it?
None. No idea.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you're at least up for an E-break. And so is Mike Reiner. Now, if you look around this room, we've talked about the fact that we have sports movies sport movie posters up here like Rudy and Slapshot and stuff like that. We also have the fathead figures like Steven Jackson, Ozzie Smith, and Albert Pujols. Those are the things that stick up on your wall. Mm-hmm. They're actually pretty cool. Yeah. If I was a kid, I would want my favorite player on my wall. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. Well, Rhines isn't real familiar with the fathead product, I guess, because he had another name for it this week while covering the World Series.
And we are down here in this little hovel, and over there to the, our right is a fat boy on the wall of Albert Pujols.
A fat boy?
Or is that what they are?
A fat head.
Fat heads.
Oh, fat head.
Fat boy. Sounds like a rapper.
A fat boy.
A Ooh. Fat head.
A fat boy.
Yo, this is Fat Boy. You listening to K104.
That was delivered with conviction, too.
No, I know. Man, this fat boy.
Boy, it does just always sound like they're passing something around and smoking it on that show, doesn't it? A fat boy. Wow, yes.
You know what? I thought it was. I thought it was going to be that he called it a fart head instead of a fat head.
That's definitely a possibility with Rhines. So those are your three candidates. Heather Hayes and for the championship, Gordo, and Rhines.
There's no way I'll win.
Quick table talk here. We have a massive delay issue going on.
Yeah, I've wondered about that.
You want to give it a few calls and see how it works? And if not...
Yeah.
Sound like we're laying out on every caller?
Yeah, everything's it. About 3 seconds off just for the P1. Just so you know.
Just so y'all know.
No.
Let's try it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Space People and Gordon.
Okay, thank you. That went pretty well there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The answer, Rooster, gives you the food you want.
No, but thank you for remembering that.
So
that was a restaurant that did give you the food that you wanted. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the very thick leg, Heather Hayes, cowabunga.
Is that Bob Thomas voting for Heather Hayes?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes. I'm Heather Hayes, and I'd like to know if CJ's earned 14 runs this year.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who has won the e-break?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for the freakishly long-necked Heather Hayes, and I love you madly, Giorgio, every day.
Yeah.
All right. So weird. Something so going on.
We'll eventually find out the story there.
Does she have a long neck?
Heather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they like to talk about
Probably have
that.
To take a look at that and look at the film.
Hmm. Okay.
She's good in all three areas.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Was that Fathead or Fat Boy rapping, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe so. Yes, yes, yes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I think that everything's better with roasted green chilies on it, and I'd like to vote for Fat Boy.
Oh, it's Whataburger guy.
Whataburger guy phoning in there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Can I vote for Brandon High and Heather Hayes, please?
Sure. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who's the e-break winner?
Undervote for Muammar Gaddafi.
All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Get the hell out of here!
Is that Rhines?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's not what that's called, sir. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Gordon's anal affliction and Heather Hayes' alien-like hotness.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what?
It's a Heather Hayes win.
He's on to
something. He is really on to something.
Well, Heather Hayes, y'all, has just won the emergency break of the week.
So, y'all know.
So let's listen to that gold one more time on the ticket.
Mike, when you look ahead, and we're going to show some video of the Rangers batting practice and them getting ready and warming up, but when you look ahead to tonight, what do you expect to see? I mean, because...
You know, I think...
Poor Ducey.
How many wins is that for Miss Heather Hayes?
Well, how appropriate. Her second win, and she ties Ducey.
Okay. Ooh. Quite a race they got going down there at Fox.